It's the Fans Broncos Schedule Release Special, breaking down the 2021 slate. Here's The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
All right, let's do it. Just first go around, our predictions will be with Bridgewater and Locke, and then we'll do it again with Aaron Rodgers. By the way, on a cursory look, the Broncos have won the bare minimum nationally televised games, and it's a Thursday night game in Cleveland. Ouch. The Packers, what we're seeing right now, have five nationally televised games. You can flex Monday night games this year. That's new. And flex schedules start on week 12, for whatever it's worth. But right now, what the NFL is telling the Broncos and Broncos country, Broncos land, as Elway would say, is your team's not very important. But let's see if we can turn things around. All right, September 12th. Tyler, here we go. Thank you, Richie. Appreciate it. Let's get everything together here. All right. Here we go. September 12th at the Giants. Win or a loss?
That's going to be a tough one considering the quarterback battle that we've got. You're going into week one with your guys splitting reps. I got that as a loss.
I do too. At Jacksonville.
Yeah, thank goodness we get to play Jacksonville in week two. Trevor Lawrence in week two. I'll take our guys, whoever it's going to be. Jags are still a bad football team with the new coach. I take it as a W.
That's a 1 o'clock game, too, by the way. Late start with the Giants. I take a W as well. I'll just assume, then, that everything is at the typical, you know, 2 or 2:25 start time at home. Unless I tell you differently. There's no reason it would be anything but that. But if I see it differently, I'll let you know. Just assume it is. So the next week, home against the Jets.
Yeah, again, this is a dream scenario for the Broncos. Your first three games are all winnable. I've got a loss in week one, but it's a winnable football game. Jags, I got as a W. New York Jets, you got Zach Wilson in his third week as a professional. There's no way the Jets are going to be clicking. You should win this game against the Jets as well. I got it as a W.
Home against Baltimore the next week.
Okay, so now we're going to get into a little bit tougher part of the schedule. And it's important that you get out to a hot start because I definitely got this one as a loss to Baltimore. No, we're not a better team than Baltimore.
At Pittsburgh, 11 a.m. start.
You could probably argue whether you've got the ability to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sure, they've got the ability, but going out to Pittsburgh is always a tough place to play, and Big Ben is always going to have a very tough football team. I'm going to take that as an L.
Me too. Home against the Raiders.
We are 50-50 with the Raiders at the bottom of the barrel of the AFC West. I'm likely going to split this series, so I'll make it simple. I'm going to take the win because we're at home.
Thursday night game. That Thursday, short week at Cleveland.
Oh, man. Thursday night games are always tough, especially when you're on the road. Cleveland's playing good football right now. I got that as an L.
Me too. Wow, we are lockstep, dude. Home the next weekend. Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. Against the Washington football team.
Gonna stay on the optimistic side on this one. Washington is a hot team. Ryan Fitzpatrick, we'll see how he's playing. But I'm gonna take a W in this one, although it's really gonna depend on where they're at that point in the season. As of now, I got it as a W.
I got a W as well. At Dallas the next week. Come on.
Come on.
Really? You gotta think about it?
Look, I know Dallas is a bad football team.
Okay.
Who's Dak Prescott? What's he doing?
He's beating the Broncos that day.
He's beating the Broncos?
Well, in my opinion, he is.
I agree.
All right. Home against Philly.
Look, you know that you can't win with the second rounder, D-Mac. You know that he khaki pants quarterback's a terrible idea. We got the W.
Tell me about it. All right. And then we got the bye week. So we went through 10 games, not 8, but let's count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We got the exact same.
We got it the same. We got it at 5-5.
Samesies. We're like besties.
We have one road win.
Which goes to show you how important the first game of the year is, D-Mac.
Well, we'll find out here shortly, won't
we? Yes.
So we're,
you got to split your games on the road. That first game of the year is going to be huge.
So we're at 5-5, according to us.
I just did it for you.
At the bye week. What are we thinking at the bye week, 5-5?
Okay, we got a chance.
Doing all right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling pretty optimistic if you're 5-5 at the bye week. You know, you end up this season about 500 or a game or two better, and that's progress.
You got 7 games left at this point, and 5 of those 7 games are against your division opponents.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So I'm pretty pumped at 5-5 with the bye week, with the games against our division opponents. I'm all right. I'm good here. And let's get it going. Now we're home against the Chargers on November 8th.
I'm going to take an L there. Justin Herbert's probably going to be balling.
Home against the... Oh, man. I'm taking a W. You're taking an L. All right.
Taking an L.
We differentiate a little bit. All right.
I got an L at Kansas City.
Then at Kansas City, another L. 5-7. I got an L, too. So, all right. Home against Detroit.
Yeah, I'll take a W against the Detroit Lions.
Okay. Home against Cincy.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. Man, there's 2 games that are really hard for me to call right now. I think Washington football team was a tough call. This is a tough call. I'm gonna stay optimistic. No reason not to at this point. I'll put it as a W.
I will too. At Las Vegas.
That's a loss. Right. I got a split in that series.
Yep, I agree. Okay. At the Chargers.
Oh, I got us losing out to the Chargers, and I got us losing out to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh,
so
man.
we got swept in the AFC West, except for we won 1 game against the Raiders at home.
Man. Darn it.
Tell me we had something different.
We have 1 game different. I got a loss at the Chargers, and I got a loss home against the Chiefs. Let's be real here, okay? Of course.
You're amazing. Remember when you said we were going to all be at 10 wins?
Yeah.
Remember when you owe me a coffee?
We didn't make a bet.
You wanted to.
I got him 8-9. You got him 7-10.
Yep.
Okay.
So the next game is that you find, all right, if things are going to be different, if you're not going to, or if you're going to overcome and you're going to be a playoff team, what are the key games that I've got as an L that are winnable football games that they must win, right? And that's where you go. And so I immediately go to week 1 against the Giants. You're on the road. You need to split your games that are on the road. Week 1, you need to win that dang football game, D-Mac.
Yeah, because how many...
That's a winnable game.
How many road wins do you actually have them having?
Good question.
Not there. You only have them winning 1 road game.
There you go.
At Jacksonville is the only road win you have. How many do I have? Not many. Nope.
You have to week 1. Go ahead. Say it.
No.
Say it. Week 1 is a must win. Go ahead. Do it.
I'm not going to say
it. Just say it. Say if you want to go to the playoffs, you have to win week 1.
I'm looking at games that... Well, all right. Hold on.
All right, well, I'll tell you the games that I feel
what are the
about.
What are the truly winnable games with Bridgewater or Locke that
games that,
right
that I've got as a loss right now that you could win? New York Giants is for sure a winnable football
agreed.
Game.
Agreed.
Okay. I think Dallas is a winnable football game. You never know who they're going to be.
Okay. I think Pittsburgh is a winnable game. I really do. I think they're actually a mess. I actually almost picked that as circle that one, at least for me. What are they going to be? What is Ben? They will look terrible at the end of the season.
Okay.
I mean,
I disagree, but that's fine. We're going to have our own opinion. No problem. The next winnable game that I've got as an L is at home against the Chargers.
Yeah, for sure. They got to be able to win that one. See that? All right. There's a lot of need to win games. That's one of them. That's definitely one of them. You got to win that one.
Well, you got to. You're right. I mean, if you want to go to the playoffs, you do need to split against both the Chargers and the Raiders.
Right.
You can't get swept by 2 teams in your own division.
Right. Well, that's it
for me. So there's the three games.
Chargers, Dallas, Giants.
So if you get the ball to bounce your way in 2 of those games, I've got them as a 9-win team. But, boy, things got to go really, really well to get to 10 wins and make it to the playoffs.
Well, they beat the Chargers at home. They beat Dallas on the road, beat Giants at home. There's your 10 wins.
You should say it right now. You should just go ahead and say they have to win week 1.
Must-win game. Clearly a must-win game.
You tell me. Tell me how you're getting to the playoffs unless you win that game.
Well, I will, because I got them 8-9, so I only need to win 2 more games. So
is 10 enough?
I don't know.
10's going to be borderline. You could get in. That probably is going to be enough for wild card, in my opinion, but it's not a guarantee.
I don't know. I don't know with 17 games. Maybe 9's enough.
Nine wasn't enough with 16 games.
But we don't know if 9, because of 17 games, it's a winning record, 9 wins. I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. Let's do Rodgers, if Rodgers is on the team. All right? Same thing. But let's do Rodgers on the team.
I want to know how you get to the playoffs unless you win week one.
All right, fine. You beat Pittsburgh. Because I only need 2 wins that I have losses. You beat Pittsburgh and you beat Dallas or the Giants.
Okay.
Because I do...
Would it be easier if you won week one?
I already have them splitting against the Raiders and the Chargers.
Would it be better?
It's one way or the other. You got to beat Dallas or the Giants. You got to beat one of those teams, and then you got to beat Pittsburgh, in my opinion. So, is the Giants a must-win? Well, I'll tell you this. You got to win one of those road games. You got to beat the Giants.
He's getting close, everyone. Coming around.
Well, but if they lose to the Giants, I'm just going to sit here and be like, okay, that sucks. You know, let's go November 7th
to Dallas.
Well,
then you do need to win again, or you need to win in Pittsburgh.
Well, I think you need to win in Pittsburgh no matter what. I think that's one of those road games you got to win.
Oof.
If you want to point at like a must-win sort of road game, I'd circle Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Because you got to beat somebody. And let's face it, Pittsburgh just aren't who they were. And we don't know what Roethlisberger is going to be. You got to win that game.
They aren't who we thought they were.
I tried to say it like several times. I just couldn't do it. Rodgers is on the team.
Okay.
Giants.
W.
That's going to be exciting. Jacks. And we only have to do losses because we already will assume Rodgers is a W no matter what.
Sure.
Okay. Home against Baltimore.
I'm going to keep that as an L.
I will too. At Pittsburgh.
W.
You a W. Okay. Those are W's.
I got Cleveland as an L. Did you have that as an L?
I did.
Okay. I'm turning that into a W.
I'm keeping that as an L. That's a Thursday. That's just...
Dude, Aaron Rodgers versus Baker Mayfield. Aaron Rodgers can win that.
I keep it as an L. You got it as a W. We do W's for the Washington football team.
I certainly could turn Dallas into a W.
Okay, I'm going to keep that as an L.
Boy, you're pretty high on Dallas, huh?
Yep.
Do you not remember? Okay.
Chargers home. You have it as a
Dak
loss.
Was done. I thought that he couldn't play football anymore.
You have Chargers as a loss at home. Is that
you
a W?
Gave up on that one?
Is that a W?
You came up on that one?
I've got concerns about Dak. I got concerns about him, but...
Okay. Where are we at?
Chargers at home.
Sure. W.
Okay. At KC.
L.
Yeah, me too. That's a W against Detroit. W against Cincinnati. At Las Vegas.
W.
I'm keeping that as an L. They're not going to go undefeated. You're going to have some problems. But I'm going to change my Chargers at the Chargers to a W.
See, that one I'm going to keep as an L.
All right, good enough. And Kansas City will both keep as L's.
Yeah.
All right, so now, 1, 2, I'm counting you up first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 4 for my man Tyler. And what do I got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Ooh, I'm a little more pessimistic. So I got him 11 and 6. Is that right? Was I only 11? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All right, so I'm not quite as optimistic as you with Rodgers, but I clearly have him as a playoff team. You have him as 13 and 4. You got him as like one of the top teams in the NFL.
Hey, D-Mac, we've got one of the easiest schedules in the entire NFL. You're facing off against all the bad teams from last year. You put the league's MVP on the Denver Broncos, who've got a pretty stacked roster as it sits right now. Yeah, I stand by it. 13-4 feels realistic if you've got A-Rod.
All right, wow, that is wild. So you have a 6-game difference, and I've got a 3-game difference, but both of us have the Broncos in the playoffs. That's the difference. We both believe with Aaron Rodgers you're a playoff team, and you're going to put them as one of the favorites to win in the AFC right off the bat.
Yep.
All right, awesome. Let's find out what everybody else thinks, and we start with our guy Mike Evans. Mike, thanks for being on with us. What do you think about the schedule? What are your impressions?
Yeah, it's cream puff. It's a cream puff schedule. The bye comes along at a perfect time. It gives them a perfect opportunity to gain some early steam and get some wins and get some momentum. Now, is this exercise with Aaron Rodgers or without Aaron?
Well, you could do both if you want to.
We did it both ways. So when we did it without Aaron Rodgers, Tyler had him 7 and 10. I had him 8 and 9. with Aaron Rodgers. Tyler went to 13-4, and I went to 11-6.
Wow, that's a huge difference, Tyler. Wow, right. Okay. I got a difference, but mine's, I think, more in line with yours, D-Mac. I got 9-8 without, 12-5 with.
Wow, so you have them as a winning record no matter what, huh?
9-8,
what are,
okay.
What are your big wins then?
I know week one's a must-win for Mike Evans. I agree with them. I know it must be a week one must-win.
Of course it's a must-win.
Thank you.
You got to win that first
yes,
game.
Yes, sir.
I love you and the Fuzzbuds. So 9-8 with the Bridgewater Lock and 12-5 with Aaron Rodgers. Is that right?
Yep.
All right, do you have any other significant, like, hey, we're going to win this one? Do you have, like, a win against the Chiefs or anything like that?
No, I don't have no wins against the Chiefs. But I like them to beat Baltimore here. And but you know, honestly, there's just a lot of easy games on this schedule that if you just take care of business and beat the Detroits and the Cincinnati's and the Raiders at home, the Chargers at home, and the Jaguars and the Jets. I mean, very quickly, you're up around 9 wins.
Hey, by the way, I'm not going to hold you to this, like, for the whole year. This is just, you know, here we are, day one, that sort of thing, right? So if you change your mind or whatever, that's fine. This is just taking the temperature as the schedule comes out. So I just want to be clear on
that. That's a big win, though. I like it.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Do you have anything else to say about the schedule or any other thoughts?
Nope. But I'm with you. I'm a little surprised that, you know, I got to listen a little bit more to why it's 6 wins with Aaron Rodgers and not simply more in that 3 or 4 range. That's a big, big sweep right there. Big difference.
MVP, pretty easy.
Okay. We can go through your picks. Yeah. Let's go to Sandy Clough. Hey, Sandy. So we're doing these predictions, you know, way too early predictions with Locke and Bridgewater and then with Aaron Rodgers. So I don't. If you haven't thought of it that way, that's fine. But what are your overall impressions?
D-Mac, you could be a quarterback, and there still would be no excuses for a fifth straight losing season. So that means at least 9 wins, no matter who the quarterback is. It's one of the 5-6 easiest schedules in all of football. And they should be undefeated in September, as opposed to the last 2 years where they've been winless in September under Vic Fangio. And I would say with Aaron Rodgers, depending on what they have to give up, I suppose, but I'll say at least 11 wins, at the very least a playoff team.
Okay.
Probably a wild card, but at least a playoff team with Rodgers. 9-8, probably not a winning team, but regardless of the quarterback, they should be a winning team.
You got, what's your big game like? Hey, man, we should win that game. Like, that maybe people don't
expect. They ought to be 3-0 out of the
game. Start 3-0.
Start 3-0.
I like
it. They might well lose at home to Baltimore, mm-hmm. unless Rodgers is the quarterback.
Right.
And they'll probably lose at Pittsburgh if Rodgers is not the quarterback. But I see him starting 3-0. They've got 3 divisional games to close out their game against the Raiders and the one against the Chargers are on the road. But they ought to win 2 out of those 3. So I have them starting 3-0 and finishing 2-1. They ought to be able to find 4 wins at least in the rest of the games.
All right, Sandy. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll listen to you tomorrow to break it down in detail. Our guy, Brandon Stokely, my man.
Stokes.
Hey.
Hey, why didn't you just tell us yesterday? I know you knew the schedule. Your boy was out there announcing it. Why were you playing games today?
You know, he doesn't give me any of that good info. He keeps it to himself. So I got no intel on it, man.
You know, your guy is funny and smart and all that, but he can only do so much with the material he's given. You know what I'm saying? It's like
That's it. I didn't see it.
Don't worry about it. All right. What do you got with Locke and Bridgewater and then with Aaron Rodgers? What do you think?
Locke Bridgewater at 8-9. With Aaron Rodgers, you're looking at 11 or 12 win team.
Well, what do you think, 11 or 12 off the top?
I mean, just let's go to be conservative. We'll go 11, okay. 11-6.
All right, so you know what? That boy, we are me and you, Stokes, on some things.
Wow.
That's exactly what I have.
You guys excited about that?
Well, that's what we have.
You've got the Ragin' Cajun, and the Ragin' Cajun has got you. Are you guys excited about that?
We got each other for life.
That's right.
That's what I got. I got 8-9. I got a losing season. without Rodgers, and I got 11 wins with Tyler. Has a 6-game swing.
I do.
Tyler has a huge swing. I've got what you have, a 3-game swing. What do you think about the schedule overall?
You got to start fast. I mean, you got to start fast. At the bare minimum, you got to be 2-1 after 3 games. 3-0 would be a great start, but you got to come out the gates firing. That's when you make your you get your confidence. You get things going in the right direction, but you got to start fast. I know the first 2 games are on the road, but you still need a fast start. And a 2-1 at the minimum, 3-0, like I said, would be great. But when I look at the schedule, the start is critical. The end, you got 5 out of your 6 division games come after the bye, so they're late division games. So I think that's kind of a little interesting fact there. And the end with Kansas City to me is also interesting. What will they be playing for? Will they be playing for a lot then? They might be packing it in and maybe have the first round bye already sealed up. And so they might be a freebie for the Broncos.
That's a good point, actually.
Against Kansas City. So that could be a freebie. That could be a gift if they don't play Mahomes and sit a few guys because they got things wrapped up. That's another interesting game, last game of the season. I think that's a bonus for the Broncos because you don't know how Kansas City is going to operate that last game of the season.
Tyler's got them 13-3 going into that game.
That's a great point, actually. I didn't even think about
everybody.
That.
Yeah.
Thank you, so appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, right on. And one more here, and then James Merrillat will join us in just about 8 minutes. Sean Drotar, what do you got, Drotar, with Rodgers and without Rodgers?
Well, guys, I have the same results that I had before. The order of the schedule, I have an 8-9 mark with the current quarterback duo, and I have them with 11 wins, same as you and Stokely, D-Mac.
And Sandy.
If they end up with Aaron Rodgers, I think they flip a couple that way, but there are some games where they're just not quite at the level to make that leap. But I will say this. There's a couple things to point out from this schedule. It's disappointing to see the Broncos' 29-year streak of Monday Night Football come to an end. But I suppose after the way they've played over the last decade, that should neither be surprising.
Decade? Easy. Not a decade. Come on, Sean.
Yeah, but half a decade. It's been half a decade of bad play. And that's been the concern. And so that's why they're not on there, guys. And that's disappointing because it breaks almost a 3-decade streak.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But the only thing that intrigues me on the way the schedule is set up is the first 3 games, where you get 3 bad teams, 2 of them with rookie quarterbacks, when they're just going to be starting out. Vic Fangio is 0-7 in September as the Broncos coach. They need to win all 3. But I'll tell you one thing. If they go 0-10 in September in Vic Fangio's career, that might be the end of Vic Fangio's Broncos
coaching
career.
That's what I said.
There you go.
That's exactly what I said.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Well, there you go. We're still going to reach out to other fan hosts. We're trying to reach out to everybody, but I know James Merrillat for sure will join us. All right, we got an interesting trend here. You know, right now, Tyler?
I'm the most pessimistic.
And the most optimistic.
That's right.
You are the most pessimistic and the most optimistic.
Correct.
You have
the most realistic.
You have the most riding on the line right now with Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
Nobody is as doomsday with him, and nobody is as positive with him.
There you go. I love it. I stand by it. How many wins do you think Tom Brady got for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year?
That they wouldn't have normally got?
Correct.
3.
I think it's 4-5.
All right. Well, there you go. But you have 6.
Yeah.
6. I love it. I love it. Love your thoughts, too. The Broncos schedule is out. One more time, really, really quick, if you're just tuning in. At the Giants, at Jacksonville, home against the Jets, home against Baltimore, at Pittsburgh, home against the Raiders, at Cleveland, the only nationally televised game on a Thursday night, home against Washington, at Dallas, Philly at home, bye week, home against the Chargers, at Kansas City, home against Detroit, home against Cincy, at the Raiders, at the Chargers, home against KC. What do you think? This is The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's the Fans Broncos Schedule Release Special, breaking down the 2021 slate. Here's The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
J. Jay-Z going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. By the way, I had somebody defend the Go-Go's to me, and I'm like, all right. Well, it sounds like a Michael Jackson sample right here. Oh, a little bit, huh? Jay-Z's great. Go-Go's, okay. Foo Fighters go in, so Dave Grohl goes in with, that's pretty good, huh? You go in with Nirvana, and then you go in with your own band, Foo Fighters. You go in twice. Dave Grohl, huh? Oof. Dang.
Yeah, I'm out of my element, Donnie.
Carole King went in. I forget who else was there. I don't know if you have the full list there, Richie, but that's cool. Are we getting James? Is James here?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, all right, James. So the schedule's out.
Yeah.
Let me go through it real quick if somebody's just tuning in. At the Giants, at Jacksonville, home against the Jets, home against Baltimore, at Pittsburgh, home against the Raiders, Thursday night, the only nationally televised game, at Cleveland, Washington football team at home, at Dallas, home against Philly, bye week, home against the Chargers, at KC, home against Detroit, home against Cincy, at the Raiders, at the Chargers, home against KC, with Locke and Bridgewater, and then with Aaron Rodgers. How do you see it?
Well, with Locke and Bridgewater, this team should win 10 games. Looking at the schedule, there's no excuse for not winning 10 games. They won't. They'll win 7. They'll finish 7-10 with Locke or Bridgewater.
Okay.
That's why I've got them.
With Aaron Rodgers, even with Vic Fangio as the head coach, I think this team goes 13-4 with this schedule.
Wow.
I got
Stoke. You got Merrillat.
This is one of the easiest schedules I have ever seen. They're opening three games, guys. Those teams were 9-39 last year. Two of the three are going to be breaking in rookie quarterbacks. Look, the Giants game, maybe you lose on the road in the opener, but if they're not 2-1 heading into October, Vic Fangio's seat should be on fire, not hot. I mean, give me a break. 9-39, they're opening three opponents. It could not open any easier. Before the bye week, they have three games against teams that were above 500 last year. After the bye week, they only have two. They have the Chiefs twice. That's it. They got five games against teams that were above 500, six against playoff teams because the 7-9 Washington football team made it. I mean, that is as easy of a schedule as you can possibly hope for. And so, you know, I still don't think they'll be above 500 if they don't bring in a future Hall of Fame quarterback. But, man, if Vic Fangio doesn't lead this team with the sixth best roster in football to 10 wins with this schedule – I mean, guys, there's absolutely no excuses anymore for him and for this coaching staff. This schedule sets up perfectly for the Broncos.
Well, I'm with you entirely, right, James. I mean, we are simpatico. I've got them winning 7 games without Aaron Rodgers. I got them winning 13 games with Aaron Rodgers. I'll ask you this, though. If you do not have Aaron Rodgers, what games do you identify as they got to pull those off if they want to make it into the playoffs?
Well, I think it's some of those games against the teams that are right around 500 a year ago, right? So I mentioned Washington. They were 7-9. That's a game you have to win. The Raiders were 8-8. You got to split at least those games. The Chargers are, you know, a team that, you know, you got to split with them. Because you know you're going to, you got to go into it knowing you're going to lose to the Chiefs, knowing you're going to lose to Steelers and the Ravens and probably the Browns. Those are the three really good teams outside the division that are on their schedule. So you got to do well against the teams that weren't in last place last year. And, man, they got a lot of them against last place teams. They got the Bengals and the Jets and the Jaguars and the Lions. Like, you can't possibly afford to stub your toe on one of those games. But if you can beat Washington, if you can get a win or two against the Raiders and a win or two against the Chargers, you're going to win 10 games. I think you fall into it. It really is that easy of a schedule.
I did have an astute texter point out something to think about. In week 18, and this is even without Rodgers, you may have a case with the Chiefs where they just don't need that game.
Yeah.
So just say you did lose at Kansas City, which everybody will pick them to lose at Kansas City, meaning they've lost to the Chiefs now, what, 12 or 13 times in a row, whatever it may be.
Yeah, and it's in December, and we'll hear that stat a million times.
Right. You may catch a break where it doesn't really matter to the Chiefs, but it may matter to you in that final game of the season. So just with all of that, James and Tyler, you both have them 7-10. I just want to give you a second to reconsider that particular game.
Oh, that's a great opportunity. I mean, who knows what it's going to be when it comes down to it? Are they playing for number one? Do they need to win that game or not? If it comes down to the fact that they're resting their starter, sure, I'll change it to a W.
Now, I'll say this. I'll say this. The likelihood of wrapping up the number one overall seed seems to me a little dicey. And that seed does matter because only the number one seed now gets a bye week.
Yeah.
So the odds are probably against the game meaning nothing to the Chiefs. I mean, maybe, but I mean, they'd have to
I'm not counting on it right now in my predictions.
All right, fine, good enough.
They'll lose three games, though, that they should win. I think Vic will stand there and let his timeouts, you know, take his timeouts home with them.
Oh, man.
And they'll lose to Washington or they'll lose to the Lions. I guarantee you we will be having some of those conversations on a Monday. We know it'll be on a Monday except for the one game because, look, the league sent a message to this franchise today, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that they don't have a single primetime game other than the Thursday nighter that everybody gets, right? We all know we get to watch Jaguars, Titans, and Browns, Bengals, and those dog games every year in the past because those everybody gets one. That's the Broncos. They're the bare minimum this year. So I think it's sending a message, but there's also a little bit of a positive news. Hey, they're favorites in the opener. They weren't a favorite one time last year. They're already the favorites in the opener, so that's a step in the right direction.
By the way, really quick, I'm looking at the Packers schedule on ESPN. They have six. They have five primetime games, but they are also featured on Christmas Day, which is a Saturday. So I would, you know, I would put that as like a five plus.
It's a premium game.
It's an absolute premium game, no doubt about it. So they're at their max right there with that's the value of Aaron Rodgers.
Yep, and I'll do my homework tonight. We haven't had a chance to break it all down here live on the show, but the real interesting one to me is going to be how many teams only have one primetime game.
Right.
That's going to be fascinating.
That is a good question.
How many teams do the NFL think are as bad and as uninteresting as the Denver Broncos?
I don't look at a stretch here where there's multiple, you know, East Coast road trips in a row against really good teams or, I mean, they got a 3 out of 4 game stretch where they got Baltimore, where they play all the AFC, well, 3 of the AFC North teams with Baltimore, the Steelers, and the Browns, 3 out of 4 weeks. That's the tough stretch. That's it. They got 10 games against teams that sniff the playoffs.
Hold on. Last three games at the Raiders, at the Chargers, home against KC. That's not a tough stretch.
Well, at the Chargers, there'll be twice as many Broncos fans as Chargers fans. Like, I don't think that's a tough stretch. I really don't. Okay. I don't think that's a tough stretch at all. I think that shapes up pretty well. I mean, you gotta play some road games. They got 9 of them at home out of the 17. And, you know, is that ideal? Well, no, you'd rather play 2 of the last 3 at home. But, I mean, at Vegas, at L.A., and then, like you said, getting the Chiefs in Week 18 – that's the best possible time to get it because it might not mean anything to them. You're right. It could be important because they could be playing for the number one seed, but at least there's a chance they're resting Patrick Mahomes that day.
Well, we'll look for a full breakdown at DenverFan.com. Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
You bet, fellas.
More of your reaction coming up next.
It's the Fans Broncos Schedule Release Special, breaking down the 2021 slate. Here's the Drive with Tyler Columbus and D-Mac.
Tina Turner going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, that is overdue. That is way overdue. And Tina Turner was a rock and roller from the get-go. Wow. All right, Tina. Go watch the Tina Turner documentary. Her life is amazing. That's well deserved. Here's the Broncos schedule. Will they be the best? At the Giants, at the Jaguars, home against the Jets, home against Baltimore, at Pittsburgh. Raiders at home, Cleveland on a Thursday night. National TV, that's it. Home against Washington, at Dallas, home against Philly, bye week. Home against the Chargers, at Kansas City, home against Detroit, home against Cincy, at the Raiders, at the Chargers, and home against KC. And on the text line, Tyler, now we haven't verified this, but, you know, we have smart texters in all hours of the show. 8 teams have only one primetime game.
Wow.
Well, we're going to have to check that out.
So that's interesting. If that's true, there's clearly just a new philosophy from the NFL. We're putting the best of the best in our primetime games.
Mm-hmm.
We're not messing around with it. If you don't earn the right to be in primetime, and that would make me feel a little bit better, I guess, that if there were 8 teams, because that is an overall philosophy. We are going to target our best-selling teams in our most important periods so that we can get the biggest reach. We want to make money.
The
it makes sense.
Also a note, the Panthers are one of those teams with only one. Everybody has a Thursday night game. So the Panthers are one as well. Well, maybe that just is the case. You stink. We're not putting you on TV. Get better.
Makes sense. I mean, NFL's in the business of making money, right?
Well, that's interesting. Well,
there's revenue sharing anyways, so it's not like that big of a deal.
Right. It's an easy sell.
You're losing marketing for sure. I mean, if you're not in prime time, that's an interesting question. Like, for the Broncos, not being in prime time two or three times, how much does that cost the team in overall marketing, money, jerseys sold, all of the above?
Well, I think that's a great question, and you would have to look at the impact of out-of-market purchases.
Yes.
And I don't know
how to quantify that, but it's just it's a good theoretical question.
Well, I'm sure somebody over there is tallying up those numbers.
Right.
Because you make the TV money is all split evenly. So how much do you make outside of that?
Sure.
I don't know. It's a good question.
It's basically just marketing. It's the value of being on TV for 2 or 3 hours and, just getting people to be into your team.
I mean, I know the Broncos are worth like 3-point-something billion. And if they are being sold, but is this the difference between being worth $3.1 billion and $3.5 billion? Is it $400 or $500
million
difference?
Probably not, because if you make a purchase like this, you're certainly not buying the team based off of this year's schedule.
Let's see here. Who cares about how many national games the Broncos have? The less, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Well,
that's got to be a pessimistic output, right?
Yeah,
Maybe that's saying like they don't want to be embarrassed with us on national TV all that often.
I get it. All right, Richie, you have the other teams that only have one primetime game. Who are they?
I do. The New York Jets, the Detroit Lions, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Houston Texans, the Carolina Panthers, us, and the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, we should have thought of the Texans.
You got to slow down. Hold on. Do it again. Jets, Jags. What do we got?
Detroit Lions.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
Interesting with Burrow.
Houston Texans.
Makes sense. That really makes sense. We should have thought of that.
Agreed. Carolina.
Makes sense. Yep.
And Atlanta.
Yeah.
That makes sense too, because Matt Ryan's not up.
The only one that really surprises me is Jacksonville.
Jets. Oh, the Jets? Yeah. Well, the Jets and Jacksonville both surprised me.
Jets. Okay. Especially considering the market with the Jets. Yep.
Maybe Zach Wilson. Boy, the Jaguars really surprised me. You would think they'd want to trot out Trevor Lawrence.
At least for two. Like, Philadelphia and Miami both have two.
Like, you wouldn't want to see the Jaguars with Trevor Lawrence on Sunday night one time?
So, NFL does not believe that a number one or number two overall pick is going to change the destiny of these teams. That's what they're saying.
Well, they're saying it won't attract the TV audience. It's not that important. I mean, you could put the Jaguars on in the first 4 weeks of the season. All right, hey, okay, interesting.
You know who got four primetime games?
Who?
Chicago. I wonder why.
Did you guys read the Athletics piece about them drafting Justin Fields?
No.
Okay, maybe we can talk about it tomorrow. But how about that for a good homework assignment for everybody? Read the Athletics piece about what the Bears did.
I don't like to read that much. Why don't you just give me Cliff Notes?
Well, we don't have time to go into it here, but it's worth reading. It's absolutely worth reading their philosophy juxtaposed to the Broncos. Night and day. Night and day. Very interesting team for us to keep tabs on throughout the course of the year in terms of different approaches.
Oh, sure. We'll be keeping tabs on them for the next 5 years. It's going to be the comparison of Justin Fields and Mac Jones to Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater.
I really don't quite get that, though. I don't think Justin Fields is more appealing than Trevor Lawrence. I think Chicago is more.
They must have better matchups. That's the only thing that it comes down to. They must have matchups with other appealing teams.
Chicago is certainly a bigger market than Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, I'm assuming, doesn't play the Jets. If the number one and number two overall team played each other, you would think that that would be prime time,
right? You know what? Maybe the Jets are really the biggest story there. That Zach Wilson, that they're not, that TV is not buying Zach Wilson. That's possible. You would understand that.
Yeah.
Like only.
Well, I mean, I think the bigger point is they just don't think that a quarterback in their rookie year is going to change the outlook in one season.
Yeah. Okay.
Jacksonville is going to be bad this year. The Jets are still going to be bad this year.
So what's the Broncos' excuse?
Broncos are bad this year.
TV's really saying Texans are going to be terrible, too. Like, the Deshaun Watson thing is...
What'd you have, Matt? You had him at 8 wins?
I had without... with Bridgewater Lock, 8 wins. With Rodgers, 11 wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Evans, 9 wins with or without. 12 with. Sandy, 9 without. 11 with.
Here, I got a fun one for us. Sorry, go ahead. Keep, finish that.
Just Stoke with. 11 without. 8. Grotar with. Rodgers, 11, without, 8. Marilat, just like you, with 13, without, 7.
Oh, I'm going to look at Tampa Bay's record from last year. And we can do it super quick, and I'll just ask you. I won't even give my opinion.
Okay.
I'll give you all the games, and I want you to tell me whether they would have won that game without Tom Brady, with Jameis Winston or whatever it is, right?
30 for 30, man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so they lost to the Saints week one. That one doesn't matter because they lost it. Panthers.
They win. They win. They win, yeah.
Okay. Broncos.
They win.
Okay. Chargers.
Chargers
scored 31 points in that game for the record.
Wow. Without Tom Brady.
Yes.
They probably lose.
I agree. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So there's one. Yeah. They lost to the Bears 2019. Next one up is Packers. They beat the Packers.
Yeah. They lose.
Okay, so there's two.
Yep.
Raiders.
Yeah, they win.
They win. Giants.
Win.
They barely beat the Giants, by the way, 25-23, but I agree with you in premise. Mm-hmm. Saints, they lost to.
Okay.
Okay. Panthers, again.
They win, probably.
Gosh, actually, they didn't have a very good record.
Right?
This isn't a very good exercise because they lost a lot of games.
They did.
They lost to the Rams.
But they played well at the end.
Right.
When it mattered.
They lost to the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Okay, Vikings?
Loss.
Okay, so there's three.
Yeah.
Falcons? They beat the Falcons 31-27.
The Falcons were
with Tom Brady.
Bad team.
I think they lose that.
Okay.
Okay, Lions?
They should win.
Falcons again. You already said that. And now we're into the playoffs. So you had three. I had four.
Well, look at that. I have a 3-game difference with Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Without him, that was a 3-game difference. I think 3 games is a lot. A 6-game difference?
Mean, look, six probably is too aggressive. It probably is. I mean, we did it the first go around. That's what it came out to. I had 6. That does feel like a drastic change there. I still stand by it, though, more or less. It's going to be pretty close to that. 4, 5, 6, something in that ballpark. Pretty big difference.
Well, hang in there. Nick and Cecil, what do they think? You'll find out next.